Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir. The yisod that we saw was that the Aron is only called the Aron because it has Eidus. That's what defines the Aron. What defines the Aron is that it has testimony in it. Otherwise, it's not called an Aron. So that was what we were marich to explain in the previous shir, b'tiyata d'shmaya. And in fact, in the Rashash, Yuman, and Gimel Amud Beis, the Meshech Chachma over here, they write that Bebayis Sheni Lo Haya Ba'aron. You know why? Because there were no luchas. There were no luchas. As Mashav Aaron Beli Luchot, because the Kol Ainyan Shel Aaron is with the luchas. And that it says the pasuk repeats itself about the Eidus being in the Aaron pasuk Tezayin pasuk Chaf Aleph. So that's Shina Lav La'akev. It says it twice to tell you that it's no Aron without Eidus. So this is like our Yesod, but we didn't need to come on to the fact that Shina Lav Akasev La'akev. Even if the Pasuk wouldn't have doubled it up, we still understand, as we showed in the previous year, that the Tzuras Aron is with the Eidus. If there's no Eidus, there's no Aron. Not called an Aron B'chlal. And in fact, in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, he writes, "Ach ikar asiyas ha'oron kidei shiyu aluchos munachim b'soichoi, ki mevur b'parshas trume, v'nasat el oron es ha'edus, v'pasik malachim ein b'luchos rak shnei luchos habris. V'ayin sham demi haitam l'oron b'ayis shenish kem shlei luchos l'amitzarech oron v'ukanal." In other words, the Minchas Chinuch says exactly what we've been saying, v'siyata d'shmaya, that the Ikar Asiyas Ha'aron is for the Luchos. That's the point of the Aron. The point of the Aron is the Luchos, as we see in Parshas Truma, V'nasata L'Aron is Ha'edus. In the Pasuk of Malachim, in the Malachim it says that Ein B'Luchos, Rak Shnei Luchos Habris. The Pasuk there says, to be precise, Ein B'Aron Rak Shnei Luchos Havonim. That's what you have in the Aron, because that's Malachim 1:8-9. So that's what defines the Aron. What defines the Aron are the Luchos within the Aron. Otherwise, it's not an Aron. And that's why in Bayit Sheni they didn't have an Aron, because they didn't have Luchos. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have proved our thesis. You know, when you get a doctorate. So what I understand is not that I have a doctorate. I have three. No, actually that's three more than I have. But you have to like defend your thesis, right? You have to present your thesis, and then they have these the professors. They come and they ask kashas, and then you have to defend it. I understand that that's the way it works. So I think we defended our thesis, and now we can take the ball and run with it, as we like to say. As nimtza lefi zeh sheyisod ha'inyan eino hechan lahaniach et haluchot shenemar makom al zeh be'aron. The foundation of this matter is not where to put the luchos. And the answer is, where do you put the luchos? You put the luchos in the Aron. Lo, ze lo ha'esek po. Ela ne'amar, sheyisod ha'aron, hu behayoto aron le'idut. That's the foundation of the Aron. The foundation of the Aron is that it's an Aron for Eidus. Like Rashi says, we read out in the previous year, shehu ha'dover ha'meid bein ha'kodesh baruch hu li'Yisrael al nesinas ha'mitzvahs. That this Aron Ha'edus testifies between God and the Jewish people on Nesinas HaMitzvahs. Right? That's what the Eidus is. Rashi says that in Pasuk Tezayin. Ha'edus, what's Eidus? Torah. Because Torah is La'edus, Bein Yuveinechem, Shetzivisi Yitzchem Mitzvahs HaKsuvot Ba. So that's the Eidus. The Eidus is the Torah is made that God gave us the mitzvahs. That's what the Torah testifies to. Umemela shein achinami kshadayin lo nechdama Torah hayurak haluchot hadavar ameid. So in other words, we ran into trouble because we saw on one hand Rashi says that the Eidus is the Torah, on the other hand Rashi says the Eidus are the luchas. As a tshuvai ein achinami, before the Torah was given, only the luchos were the davar hamaid. Veheyotam be'aron, mashvei le'aron, Edut. So when they're in the Aron, when the Torah is not yet given, you put in the Luchas, and the Luchas are going to be the Edus for the Aron. But after the Torah is given, it's Pashut. The Torah is also part of the Edus. So this is called an Aron Edus. And now that the Torah is given, part of the Edus is the Torah. The Edus isn't just a Luchas. The Edus is the Torah. So there has to be a Torah. Once the Torah is given, since the whole purpose of the Aron Edus is to testify, it's only going to be a true testimony if there's Torah. The Luchas aren't just a testimony, right? We don't just have the Ten Commandments. Like I've heard Gaima, we keep the Ten Commandments, some of them. So, the first one, no, not one guy, most of them. The second one, No Yelachim Acher, is also problematic. And maybe the third one they keep. The fourth one, Shabbos, definitely not. The fifth one, Yesh V'yesh. Six, Yesh V'yesh. Seven, Yesh V'yesh. In any event, the point I'm trying to make is that once we have the Torah is going to be the Edus, because that's the true Edus. That's the true testimony that God gave us Torah. The Torah itself. When we don't have it, we don't have it yet. But once we have it, we have it. After 40 years. And therefore, Rashi correctly wrote in Pasuk Tes Zayin that Edus is Torah, because Torah is the Edus for the mitzvahs. Just in Parshas Pekudei, there Rashi says, what's the Edus? The Edus is the Luchos, because there Rashi's talking about the Lamaisa. That's the Lamaisa. However, Rashi in Truma is telling us the principle. The principle is that this is Aron HaEdus, and Memela, the Edus is the Torah. In principle, if we would have it, that's the purpose, ultimately, the Torah. But in the meantime, what we have is the Luchos, and that's in Parshas Pekudei, that's the Lamaisa, so it's not a steer on Rashi. Rashi medaber al shtei b'shtei ramot shonot, b'shtei... Shnei Ravadim, Ishtarov de Achad, a Pashtani, a Masi, that's the Edus or the Luchas, and that's in Pekudei, and then you have the Rovid Ayoter Iuni, Rovid Ayoter Mufshat, that the Edus is the Torah. That's not in the meantime Lemaisa, but we're going to get there. Achshav, Olim Hetev, Divrei Yerushalmi, Legir Satenu. Anachnu Istabachnu Maot by Yerushalmi. The Rav Meir wanted to prove that they had a Sefer Torah in the Aron. How did Rabbi Meir prove that they had a Sefer Torah in the Aron? Because time of Rabbi Meir, Adaiti Rabbi Meir in Mukta Mucher B'Torah, Vela Aron Titian Asa Eidus Asher Etein Eilecha. First it says you put in the Eidus, and then it says Venasata Sakaporas Ala Aron Milamala. And then put on the kaporis. So how does this prove that, right, it's not an order, meaning the pasuk is fakert, first the kaporis, then the edus. But how does this prove, but he says, ein bukta mukhar memela, first the edus, then the kaporis. But how does this prove that there's a sefer Torah in there? Zo haita sheila shelanu. Atshuva hi, שרב מאיר מביא את הפסוק הזה שעיקר שם הארון זה ארון העדות. That's the pasuk he brings. And what's the Aron? The Aron is the Aron העדות. Aron העדות. וכנ"ל דמהייתיים הקודם העדות ואחר כך כפורס. And that's why first you have the עדות. Remember we said that you put in the previous year, we said you put the כפורס on the Aron העדות. But avada, first there has to be edus in there, and then you can put the kaparis on the aron edus. Because until you put the edus in there, it's not an aron b'chlal. So you can't put the kaparis on the aron edus if there are no luchas in there. So it's doch poshut that they're already that the edus is already in there when you put the kaparis on top. And that necessitates that what's in the aron, like Rav Meir holds. Rav Meir holds that the Torah was in the aron. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda holds that it was on a board on the side, but Rav Meir holds that it was in the Aron. And that's what it says in Parshas Vayelech. L'koach ha-sefer ha-torah v'hayi b'chal sham l'eid. T'haynu shemei achshav ha-torah hi eid. V'b'chlal eidus. So now the Torah is a tester, is a witness. That's included in the testimony. V'hayi b'chal sham l'eid. Take the sefer Torah and put it in there. It's going to be an aid. Because now that you have the Torah, the only true Eidus is going to be the Torah. That's going to be Eidus in total. That's going to be the full Eidus. As opposed to until now that you just had the Luchos. We just have the Kash of the Ramban. Ramban asked, Tistakel la Pasuk. Pasuk katuv v'natata et ha-kaporet al ha-aron milamala. First you have the kaporis, and then vel aron titen es ha-edus. And then put the edus in. So first is the kaporis, and then is the edus. So you see that it's an aron. You see that it's an aron without edus. V'nasata es ha-kaporis al aron milamala. You're already putting the kaporis on the aron, and there's no edus in there yet. And then vel aron titen es ha-edus. And then you put the edus. So the Ramban says that's the Rashi wanted to say that. That first is the edus and then is the pasuk repeated itself to tell us first to put in the edus and then to put on the kaparas. But the Ramban says elo ma shekatuv ba-pasuk. Tistakel ba-pasuk. Tikra ta pasuk b'tzura linearit. Read the pasuk in a linear way, straight away. And you'll see that first was the kaparis and then is the edus. Ah, that's why the Yerushalmi comes and answers. No. Ein mukdam u'muchar ba-Torah. There's no, in the Torah, it doesn't go in chronological order. And memela, like the Yerushalmi brings, b'shem Reb Meir, e'el aron titen es edus sheretein elecha. To the aron, you have to put the edus, meaning that it's not called an aron unless it has edus. And then v'nasatas ha-kaparas al-aron milamala. And now, when you're putting the kaparas on, you're actually putting the kaparas on the aron. Because it's not an aron until it has an edus. And not then, once it has edus, you can put the kaparas on the edus. So that's the hechreach. That's the necessity to say that there was a sefer Torah in there. Because once you have the sefer Torah, only the Sefer Torah constitutes a true Eidus. So the Pasuk tells us that it's an Aron Eidus. An Aron Eidus means that the Aron has to have Eidus. It doesn't have Eidus Nishkin Aron. It's not an Aron. So the Mela has to be inside. And what is the Eidus? Well, it depends. If you have the Luchos, in the meantime, the Luchos are the Eidus. But once you have the Aron, then the Aron, well, once you have the Torah, then the Torah is the Eidus too. So you have to put the Torah in there as well. So that's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi proves according to Reb Meir that the Sefer Torah was inside the Aron. And the Pasuk should be read first, El Aron Titen Es Eidus. Meaning, because that's the only way it can be called an Aron, is if it has Eidus. And then afterwards, you're going to put on the Kaparas on the Aron. But you cannot put on the Kaparas on the Aron unless there's Eidus in there. Because then it's not a proper Aron. The point is to put the Kaparas on the Aron. How can you call it an Aron if there's no Eidus? The Melo, there must be an Eidus in there. And that's the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah is the only true Eidus. So that's how Rabbi Akiva came out, that the Sefer Torah was in the Aron. Advar meirim u'misamchem, ha'ini mikaveh sheze muvan lechem. Ani tamid mazmin et ha'shomim l'mi shelo lo hivin kashura she'efshar litzor iti kasher v'leshol v'levarer. זה לא עולה כלום, ברוך השם, זה בחינם. שירות ניתן בחינם. אם אני יכול להבהיר, אני לא יודע את כל התשובות, אני לא כזה חכם. כמו שאני אוהב לומר, אני לא חכם גדול ולא טיפש קטן. יפה. אז אנחנו עכשיו מתקדמים הלאה, להוסיף חידוש על גבי חידוש. ולומר, שוב, הפיתורת מורנו, כמובן שאנחנו רק משתדלים להיות פה, בשופר לתורתו המהירה, שביסוד שם עדות ותורה, דהיינו תורה, שהיא עדות על מצוות שבין הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, כל שחס ושלום, batla shmirat Torah, ve'ein mekaymim et hakatuv ba, havalei pegam batorah, atzma, shechas v'shalom, kiilu shuv eina ed lemitzvot, she'ein bem kiyum. So the chiddush would be that the foundation of the name of Eidus and Torah, in other words, Torah, which is Eidus on the mitzvahs between God and the Jewish people, if, chas v'shalom, we are not keeping the Torah, we are not fulfilling what is written in the Torah, that is a pagam in the Torah, because now the Torah isn't an aid anymore for the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs aren't being miskayim. Because the ikar of the Torah is to be is eidus to connect between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A raisa of a kutshabricha of Yisrael chad. So if we are not doing ritzono shel makom, then there's no kesher. If there's no kesher, then there's no eidus. What's the eidus? The eidus is that God gave us the Torah and we're one. But if we're not keeping the Torah, that's ois eidus. And ois Torah chas v'shalom. Ubefarashat kitavo, beperek chav zayin, pasuk chav zayin, katuv kach, arur asher lo yakim et divrei ha-Torah hazot, lasot otam. ובירושלמי כתוב, וכי יש תורה נופלת? אין שם זה בית דין של מטה. ואין שם ברמב"ן מבואר שחס ושלום, כשאין דאגה לקיום התורה על ידי בית דין, הבלי תורה עצמה נופלת. ומשום שתורה תלויה בקיומה, ואם לא כן, כאילו נופלת ואינה חס ושלום. The pasuk says in Kisavo, cursed is he who doesn't pick up this Torah to do it. That's the pasuk. Asher lo yakim es divrei ha-Torah hazos. So the Yerushalmi asks, is there a Torah nofelas and a Torah that's not nofelas? What does it mean when it says that he doesn't lift it up? Who's lifting? What do you have to lift up? That the Torah fell? How does the Torah fall? So the Yerushalmi gives two answers. One answer is the Beis Din. In other words, the Beis Din has to make sure to raise the Torah to make sure that people are keeping the Torah. And this is like we're saying that when there's no concern for Kiyum HaTorah Yedei Beis Din, the Torah itself falls. Because the Torah is dependent on the fulfillment of the Torah. And otherwise, it's like the Torah fell and it doesn't exist, chas v'shalom. So therefore, the fulfillment, the establishment of the Torah is only when we're fulfilling the Torah. But if we're not fulfilling the Torah, it's chas v'shalom, like no Torah and no Eidus. But to our connection to Hashem through giving us the Torah. In the Likutim on Avos Perek Vav, he also writes over there that Chas V'Shalom, Be'i Kiyum Torah, it's as if the Torah itself is batal. He brings the Medrash. Shelav Shatorah Bigdei Almanus V'nichnasa Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah, the Medrash says, wore clothing of a widow and came before God and said, if the Jews aren't learning me, then I have no existence. That's what the Torah says. That's the idea of Lishma, Lishem Torah, to be Mechazik Torah, to give Torah life. And that's like the Ibn Ezra writes in Pasuk Tes Zayin, that the Luchos are the Eidus. It's like they're a stark Suba. Because when we're not Mekayim the Torah, then the Torah is like an Almana, that there's no ksuba. And if there's no ksuba, then there's no edus. So that's what this Torah is. The Torah is an edus. It's like the luchos are an edus, like a ksuba. And if we're not keeping the Torah, then the ksuba is batal. And there's no more testimony of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the ksuba is batel, the marriage is batel. And then, like the other Medrash says, we saw before that here the Eidus are the ksuba, like a kshar ksuba, and then there the Torah is like an almana. If we're not keeping the Torah, then the Torah is all alone. And that's also the inyan of what we see in the pasuk that says that if not for the covenant, if not for my covenant, so there would be no day night and no laws of heaven and earth, all the laws of physics. And everything else is because of the Torah. We have Sanhedrin 99b. We have Psachim 68b, we have Nedarim 32a, that if not for Torah, lo niskayim u'shamayim v'aretz. Not for Torah, then there's no kiyum to the heavens and the earth. Because if we're not learning Torah, we're not makayim the Torah, so then there's no world, there's no kiyum for shamayim v'aretz. In other words, the lack of kiyum haTorah makes the Torah batal. That's what it means in Lo Brisi, if not for my covenant, not just that there's a Torah, but that we're keeping the Torah. If we're keeping the Torah, then there's heaven and earth. There are laws of physics and chemistry and biology and everything else. But if there's no keeping of the Torah, then we lose everything. We have the Gemara in Menachos, Sadi Tes Amid Beis, Kol HaMishamer Torah Su Nishmasu Mishtameres, Chol She'enu Mishameres HaTorah Nishmasu Mishtameres. Tana de Bei Shmuel, Mashal Adam Shemasrit Sipor Dror Lavdo. Amar Kimidu Matashi Matama Abda Shani Nota Mimcha Yisubitamea. Nishmascha Ani Noita Mimcha. If you keep the Torah, then your neshama is guarded. If you're not keeping the Torah, your neshama is not guarded. A Mashal Adam who gave a bird, a free flying bird, to his servant. And he said, you think that if you lose it, I'm going to take an iser, a coin, for the bird? I'll take from you your neshama. In other words, the bird here, the tzipor dror, is the Torah. If you lose the Torah, you lost your neshama. Because we lost, it's like you lose the bird. So now the Torah is lost. The Torah becomes lost and your neshama becomes lost. But you have to keep the Torah. You have to guard the Torah. Otherwise it flies away. That's the tzipor dror. That's the bird. The bird is the Torah. You keep the Torah, then great. Then your neshama is guarded. If not, if the bird flies away, you don't keep the Torah, your neshama is not guarded. But you see that the Torah can get lost. That's what we say. We say so many times the lashon of Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. What's said? He's shomer Torah mitzvahs. He's guarding the Torah. How's he guarding the Torah? The answer is ein achinami. We're keeping the Torah. The Torah is guarded. If not, it just flies away, and it becomes irrelevant. Kaviyachol chas v'shalom. But the Torah is only relevant as a makasher, as a connector between us and God when we're keeping it. Otherwise, it doesn't fulfill that task. That's the purpose of the Torah. Otherwise, it just sort of flies away. This will lead us into more inyanim, but like I like to say, tafastim ruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. So Baruch Hashem, this is our third shiur, and we will please God continue next time, and we will see more neflos. We still haven't answered all the kashas, but we definitely made great advancement, Baruch Hashem. We've seen this is just what can I tell you, Rabbi Say? This is Torah that's me'ein olam haba. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in olam haba, but if I can be learning this Torah, then I'll be a happy man. I'll be a happy soul. All right, so please stay tuned. V'anachnu bezlat Hashem nemshich. Toda rabba rabba shehezanta.